Blog Talk Radio. Beloved brothers and sisters, Advent Health Reform Thursday. Welcome to our Advent Health Reform Thursday. This is Sister Powell, who will be your host. I do hope that each one of us have a blessed day today, just as though I have a wonderful day. So, my dear beloved, we are going to go into prayer. I'm asking you, please, if you could bow. Neil, if you are driving, please keep your eyes on the road, and we will pray. Father, we come to you this moment. We want to thank you. We thank you for life. We thank you for health. We thank you for strength. We want to thank you, dear Lord, that we, your brothers and your sisters, can come before you to give you the praise that due to you. You are worthy to be praised. Without you, we can't do anything. So we want to thank you. First, we want to thank you for the blessing of taking us, some of us out there on the busy road to the work, to school, and you have brought us back home safely. We want to thank you. We want to thank you for the food that you have given unto us. We want to thank you for sunlight. We still want to thank you for the rain. And we thank you for the beautiful nature that you have given unto us. So this evening, as we come to fellowship with you, we ask you to fill us with your sweet Holy Spirit and use us mightily, that we will share and give you all the praise that due to you. Bless us, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Again, my dear beloved, welcome again. And as we are actually on a late start, we are here, my 4 o'clock is 6:27. We know over there is 6:27. So right now, we are going to go into our scripture passage reading, and we are going to, I will read first Genesis 1:29, and I will ask Sister Tamiko if she could read First John 1:3. And my dear, the Lord said, as we are focusing on our health message and also asking the Lord to help us, that we will be able to be mindful that, you know, if we learn and teach us this way, we have to be obedient to follow his law and also to share with others. So Genesis 1:29 to the last part of 30 said, and God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed which is upon the face of the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of the tree, in the which is the fruit of the tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat. So we saw what God have given unto us. He have given us every tree, every seed bearing upon the face of the earth, both for healing and for meat. And it's the last part of Genesis 1:29-30 said, I have given every green herb for meat, and it was so. So we want to thank God for what he has done. He told us in his word that he gave unto us every green herb for meat, and it was so. So we have a wonderful God who have provided for us our meat and also our healing. And if God provided for it for us, we here on this earth have to enjoy it. And I just want to share and let everyone know as we read it, I really are enjoying some of this herb and also the leaf for meat, and I am been enjoying it. So I thank God for that. So I'm going to open the line for Sister Tamiko 272, asking her to read Third John for me 1-4. 272, your line is open.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister
Tamiko. Good evening, my dear beloved. We are asking you.
Yes. Thank you, Sister. Yes, ma'am. I can hear you. This is Sister Tamiko from Pennsylvania, and I thank you, Sister Powell, for opening my line. Thank you so much. I will read 3 John 1-4. Amen. The elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Verse 3 says, for I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. And verse 4 says, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Amen and amen.
Praise God. I just want to thank you, Sister Tamiko, for reading that wonderful scripture for us, that the Lord said he loved to hear when his children walk in the truth. So that's a blessing, and I'm going to open this line for my dear beloved, that if she can read for me. Okay, I will read it, my dear beloved, and then we hope start opening the line for report. It said in Revelation 22, right? This is our last scripture. And the water and the tree of life, oh boy, we all want to enjoy that water and also the tree of life. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. And in the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, there was a tree of life, which bear, my dear beloved, 12 manner of fruit, and yielded their fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nation. So we saw in Genesis 1, 29, so, and the last part of 30, and also in John, right, that we read, we saw that God loved us so much that he gave us our food, and he loved to hear that we are enjoying it. So thank you, my dear, for reading. And we know tonight is Esther's night. And as we read these three wonderful promises that God have given unto us, I am going to open the line now to my brothers and sisters that they can share their testimony and some of the things that they have used, you know, with their praise report, right? I give you the opportunity now. So please press number one that I can open the line. So 240-988, your line is open.
Howdy do, beloved. Thank you, Sister Powell. It's a blessing to hear your voice and to have you on this line today with no technical difficulties. I know a couple weeks you were having some technical difficulties. I thank God for that. I just want to just let you know that we serve an awesome God. We serve a God that can do all things but fail. I told you I've been going through with one of my daughter professors for over almost a year now. You know when God, you know, you feel, you just know that God is going to come through. God's will is going to be done. And so I'm writing, you know, she had given us a response that we disagreed. It was not, the response was not supported by the documents and everything that we have presented. And so I told you all that I had written the email, but it was not the right email to be sent. My daughter looked over it and said, no, you can't send that. So I have been working on that letter for a good little while, right, for about less than a week now, right, or thereabouts. And so I spoke to one of my friends that is an attorney, and he was like, you need to just be, you know, he said, you have a lot of facts, and you're giving a lot of stuff. Just get to the point. So I had written it first, and I was like at one page, and then, you know, I started saying, well, wait a minute, da-da-da-da, I started putting this in. So I'm praying that I will be able to get it down. I think I have it down to now about 1.5. Or just a little bit over one, which is not too bad, because then the other parts are people that I'm CCing on, copying on the email, so that's not bad. But I'm praying and asking you all to pray that God will give me exactly the right words to say, not what I want to say, because the first letter that I wrote, it was, though it was honest, though it was the truth, I remember the scripture that talks about, you know, we are to sprinkle things with salt, right? And with everything that we do, we're still showing, we still want to show Christ's character. I had an encounter yesterday Tuesday. I had an encounter on Tuesday where I went into one of our facility, right? And so I went in there to purchase, you know, some things, some books. Some items, and the encounter that I received was just very hurtful. It was very offensive. It was very inappropriate, right? And it just like tugged on my heart, and I was agitated. I was upset, you know, because I was like, "You're accusing me, you know, of coming in your store and moving and stealing stuff." I was like, "Are you kidding me?" And so in the midst of this, you know, we know we're going to go through persecution. We know we're going to go through persecution even within, right, even from our very own. But in the midst of all of this, I was able to, you know, tears came down my eyes, you know, when she was saying, well, we have to run the camera to see who switched the tags, because they had put some incorrect tags on something that I was purchasing. And she was just adamant that, no, it wasn't someone from the store. She was accusing me, you know, the implication. I was like, are you kidding me? And so I said to her, you know, you need to go back. She said, you know, we need to run the camera and see, but we can't. I said, girl, I have enough time. Go and run the camera. Go and run the camera because I want to see, you know, who put the incorrect price. I said, I don't work in your store. I'm here shopping. And so I say this to say all of this. There was a delay in the letter not being sent because God wanted me to really, truly experience what my daughter is going through. I understood it, but I have never really experienced that in such magnitude. And that's what my daughter is going through with this teacher, right, where she was given some information by the teacher. She took what the teacher said, did what she was told, and then now the teacher is making it look like, wait a minute, you're crazy. We didn't tell you that. Where did you get that from? And so I was able to feel that and to experience that. But in that moment, I still was able, when the young lady came and she apologized, I hugged her, you know, and tears came to my eyes. And I said, I just want to let you know that you hurt me just by making that implication. It triggered me, right? I said, my daughter is going through the same very thing, and I was able to experience that. And so I pray that, you know, a lot of times we look like one another, right? We look the same, right? We have the same skin tone. However, this mental slavery, this mental, because of sin, we are so inclined to treat each other the worst, right? And so I pray that Christ will continue to work through us, work through me, so that as he has forgiven me, as I ask for forgiveness, I can also forgive someone, and I can present Christ in all situations. And so I know, I got up this morning and I was praising God. I was thanking him in advance because I know he's going to be victorious on my daughter's behalf. But in the same token, I just feel like I just want to give this professor a hug, right, to say, come, let me tell you about a man, right? Come and taste that he's good. I just wanted to hug her, and I went, you know, in the meeting to her to just tell her how wonderful God is. And once you have that, you have peace, right? So you don't have – your first instinct is not to be egregious or not to be, you know, prideful or not to have that ego, like, okay, I'm right and this is what – but it gives you that peace. Right, it gives you that heart where you can be sympathetic and empathetic to one another. So I'm asking you, you know, to continue to lift Professor Laws up and Professor Orovitz up in your prayer, and also me, you know, that no matter what, I will be able to show Christ, you know, with love and with kindness, as Christ has shown us the example that we're supposed to share to others that persecute us. You know, and that treat us in an unkind and unfair way. And just pray for our denomination as a whole, you know, that we will understand that there's not going to be a separate heaven, right? There's not, right? And we all have to make sure that we are demonstrating this example that Christ has given us. So thank you, Sister Powell, for opening up my line. You know, for giving me this opportunity to share, because it was certainly a testimony and a testament to me. And so as I am winding it down, right, because there's a scripture that is coming, like the word says, let your yea be yea and your nay be nay. Anything else is of the devil. So as I'm extending this, I know, okay, I need to cut this off. You know what I mean? No, I don't need to say that. And I pray that Christ will, you know, he will be magnified in this communique. Thank you, Sister Powell.
Amen. 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 Pray for me, because my phone is actually on zero. Anyhow, time. We want to thank you, my dear beloved, for sharing about even the letter that you're writing on behalf of your daughter, Stephanie, to the professor. I know God is able to do that, and we know it's a testing. And God said in his word that he is going to test us. You know, the enemy is out like a roaring lion, and all we have to do is to be faithful. So I just want to ask the Lord to continue to bless you. And even that bad experience, you know, the experience, but even in that experience, God was able for you to hug that woman falsely because she came with something and she was saying something falsely or something that you did not do, you know, and God tells us that his people is going to face prosecution in and out. We saw that it is happening take place, and we also have experienced. But thank God for the love that he touched your heart, that you was able, when she came back and apologized, that you was able to hug her, you know, and that is what the Lord wants us to do. Thank you, my dear, for sharing. God is good. All right. 985-232, your line is open. Can you tell your name and where you're calling from?
Good evening, sisters and brothers. This is Sister Brenda calling from Hummel, Louisiana. I just have to thank God for another day. And thank him for blessing us and keeping us alive. My heart goes out to Sister Stephanie from the rude people, but I just praise God and hope he continue to hold my tongue because my mental condition would kick in, and I just pray that he continue helping me because I don't know who I am when they just try to go off on me. So I just pray the Lord just keep holding me and keep blessing me and holding my tongue because I just don't know who I am when they try to do me things. So I continue praying for myself. I shall continue praying for myself. And I just, my heart go out just to Stephanie because I worked in the public and I just know how they do people. Anything and don't care, and then the bosses uphold them. So I'm glad I'm not in the work system anymore because I had 99 jobs. They did me so bad I had to get about 99 jobs because I just was. I was running behind them to fight them, to defry them and everything else. So God kept me out of prison. I know that much because I was the one doing all the work. And the people that wasn't working, that's the one they praised. And couldn't understand that. So, you know, mental condition kicked in. Well, the ones not doing the work is the ones y'all praising. Y'all just giving all the talk and happiness to. I ain't gonna say praying because that's just giving God the wrong name. That's in vain. So God forgive me. That's the ones they was close to, and I'm doing all the work, and I'm the one they messing with. So you know, and then my mentality kicked in. Well, I'm about to deep fry somebody now. So, you know, I just went off. And now they go calling the police. By the time police come, I done took off running. I'm behind my house in the fig tree. So I did all kind of stuff like that. So, you know, I had the Lord had to call me in and things had to happen because I did all kind of things. They just worked my nerves. So I thank God for saving me. I've had so much to tell. So, you know, I had to get straight. So I want to read this prayer line. I mean, this prayer and thank the Lord for saving me and forgiving me of my sins. Oh, Lord Jesus, we have passed from death to life by hearing your word. And we know you have life in yourself to give to men. Open your mind and heart to understand your truth that there is often the natural mind wants to reject. You have given us life. Give us the life we pray, yet more abundantly, Amen. Amen. And it gives the scripture, John 5:24 and John 5:26. I don't know why this scripture come up because I need y'all to lift up our family. We have a nephew that died in Texas. That's my brother that died, his daughter's husband, his daughter's husband. I mean, I say that right, his daughter's husband. I think I said it right. He just died few days ago, so they don't know what's wrong. He was 37, and he died, so we don't know what happened. So we want to lift our family up in prayer, and we want to lift my niece up in prayer. She's a baby. She's suffering with a something on the brain. They saved her, but she's still not too much saved. She's like vegetable. They form with our brain. So I want to keep her in prayer. That's my sister, Mary. That's her granddaughter. So we're asking to lift her in prayer. Some of these things I forget to tell my sister, Leola, but she know about it now. And she know about my nephew. So we just want y'all to lift her up, my fam, and Advent Life Prayer. And all the sick, hungry, the ones sleeping everywhere in all the United States, because they're in turmoil, and we know the Lord will take care of us, so we just want to keep each and every one of us on this prayer line and off, and those that left, we ask that they come back, because they know there's nowhere else to go, and they want to come back, but they're afraid, but they need to come back, or it's too late. It's rough out here. Amen. Thank you for the powerful in my line. We love you. Brother
Amen.
John.
Yes, about Brother John from Houma, Louisiana. I can say hello to everyone. And I want to just say that I've been still hanging in there as always, learning. And, like I said, never too old to learn something new. You can always learn something new. So I'm just inspired by learning the word and everything, and not looking back to my past or anything. Just keep moving forward and praising God and just think about my blessings, counting all my blessings and everything. So I won't be long, but I just want to say God bless. Amen.
Amen, 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 amen.
Thank you, Brother John and Sister Brenda, for coming on, sharing. We are sorry to hear. So on behalf of Advent Light, we send our sympathy to you and family who had lost a loved one. And even the incident with the baby, we sure that God is able. He said he wish above all things that his children will prosper and that God is able to do all things. So we will be praying, going into a season of prayer for you, Sister Brenda, and also, you know, sharing some of the things that happened while you was working at work, as my dear, your beloved, had shared the testimony with the store. And that you go through a lot of crucibles, but you know what? God was with you, and I thank God that he has carried you through. I want to thank Brother John for joining tonight. And what Brother John is a man who loves to settle in the truth, and he loves to learn new truth. And I thank God that God has been using our dear brother in the word by learning the truth in this word and that also sharing with others. So thank you, my dear beloved, for coming, and thank you for sharing. And sure, we will be lifting up the family who is mourning the loss of their loved one, Sister Mary, daughter, husband. We will lift her up. We know that God is able to do all things. So we soon lead in prayers. We open the line for a few others. 225-337, your line is open. Can you tell your name and where you're calling from? 225-337, your line is open.
Oh, sorry. This is Sister Leola, and I'm calling from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and I just want to give God thanks and praise for what he is doing with us brothers and sisters able to come on the prayer line and just to thank God for this blessing and to always be in prayer. As myself, Sister Stephanie, and Sister Tamiko, and Brother Eli, lifting up the youth, and especially our young and our elderly. We've been praying for the youth and the elderly. And I just want to share a scripture right now. And as I heard my sister talk about my family, she did mention it to me today. And, you know, and I was just being sorry in the heart and asking the Lord, you know, God is so good, Sister Powell, because for one thing, we have shared God's word with quite a few of them, and you know, but as we know, people is not ready to accept it. So when people don't accept God's word, they have things happen. So we're just going to keep them in prayer, and even Sister Brenda have shared the word with them. So I just keep praying for them. But I would like to share scripture. Amen. This scripture comes from Hebrews chapter 1, and I'm going to read verse 1 through 3. And it says, God, who at sundried time and in the diverse manner spake, in time past, the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he had appointed heirs of all things, by whom also he made the world, whom being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of majesty on high. So when I read that, I thank God so much, brothers and sisters, for he can just forgive us. You know, even though some sins we just know that we not doing right, and if we make a mistake, God still forgive us, as long as we sincere. So I'm grateful to his blessing. I'm grateful to his forgiveness. And I would like to share a song, Sister Power. And I'm just going to do like one, I would say, verses one.
Yeah, because we have quite a few people on the line, so you could.
Okay. Well, I can pass it.
No, you can sing the verse, my dear, beloved.
Okay, verse one. Okay, I surrender all.
Yeah.
That's the only one I'm going to do the first time.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All to Jesus I surrender. All to him I freely give. I will ever love and trust him, in his presence daily live. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to thee, my blessed Savior, we surrender all. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Sister Powell, for opening my line. And by God's grace, we have to surrender all. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, sister. What's happening here? I'm coming. My thing is, yes. Thank you, Sister Leola, for coming on and also joining, reading the scripture passage and that song. Brothers and sisters, if there is no other time we need to surrender to God, it's now. Or to remind us in the song, let us bring everything to him. We have seen, we have heard all the things that is happening around, even with the family of Sister Brenda and Sister Leola. And what Sister Leola read, that passage and told us just a while ago that day she had presented the message, the word to them. Well, Sister Leola, all you have to do is know those here still continue to pray for them and still continue to share God's word. Thank you, my dear, for sharing. And sure, we will pray for them. And I have a few others on the line as we are coming up to prayer. This is the important part. I'm going to open it. We are asking our brothers and sisters to brief so that we can allow everyone to share. And then we are going into a prayer, because we have call upon him. So I am going to open this line now and ask for this individual. 518-482, your line is open.
Good evening, everyone. This is Sister Pansonelli from upstate New York. I'm so happy to be here this evening to join with my brothers and sisters on this line to give God praise and thanks, because I personally should not have been here, but God has been very, very good to me. I want, Sister Powell, I want you to know that your son is in the hospital. I think you heard it already.
Yeah, baby.
You heard
that? Sorry too.
I know you did. Yes. So I said I should not have been here, but I'm here, and I thank God for life, and I just want to give him praise and thanks this afternoon that I can still be here to, you know, to mingle my voice with my fellow brethren. And for all the things that we are going through, this song came to my mind. It says, "Must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world free?" No, there's a cross for everyone, and there's a crown for me. So, my dear brothers and sisters, as we go through this life, we see all, we hear all kinds of things. There's not a day that I don't hear that somebody is sick, somebody died from cancer, somebody have cancer. Oh, it's so, this world is so miserable today. But we have to put our trust and our confidence in God, because he is the only one who can keep us all this misery. We're talking, people not talking to one another and all these type of things. It's wicked. And who is the instigator? The devil is the instigator. And this afternoon, I just want to, today is Health Thursday. I don't want to stay too long. I'm not going to stay too long. I'm just going to talk about the heart, because I had all of this already. Arrhythmia. You know what I mean to say the word. A-R-R-H-Y-P-H-I-M-A. This is palpitation of the heart, irregular heartbeat. I had this, and I could tell you, it's not an easy thing. It's not comfortable at all to have an irregular heartbeat, because some nights when I lie down in my bed, you know, I kind of feel my heart beating inside my chest. So a lot of people die from these types of things, you know. And it's not good. It's not good. Shortness of breath, pain in the chest or neck, stroke and heart failure. All these are possible complications that we get. They are things that are abnormal in the rhythm of the heart. the heartbeat. And you have to know yourself. When you know yourself and really study who you are, when these things start to trouble you, you have to seek a doctor's help. Because if you don't go and seek a doctor's help, then things get from bad to worse. Yes, yeah, they get bad, and then you usually end up in the hospital or you end up dead. So I want to say that for those things, you need to have some heartworm berries. You need to have some magnesium, because heartworm berries, heartthorn, H-A-W-T-H-O-R-N. It helps to prevent problems of strengthening the heart muscles, improving the blood, and reducing the heart's need for oxygen. It also helps the heart circulate the blood with less effort. It is best to take standard rice extracts. In this extract, it can help you to, you take it once a day, and it will really help the circulation of the blood to the heart. Another thing that I use personally, I'm telling you what I did, was magnesium. It is a mineral which relaxes your heart. Too little magnesium jangles the electricity that controls the muscles and the nerves, leading to arrhythmia. Taking enough can help keep the electricity stable and your heart calm. It calms your heart down. So this is not an easy thing to go through either. I can tell you that. So continue taking this for about 2 months and you will be okay. So those are the two things. They have a lot more herbs that you could use, like motherwort, astragalus, angelica, velvin, V-E-L-E-R-I-E-N. All of these things are good for the fast beating of your heart. And if you know that you have a heart problem this evening, I'm advising you to check out with your doctor. Because I'm here today because of God's grace and God's help. So I'm hoping that all of us will really seek help from God first, then go to your doctor and pray about it. So I know what Sister Stephanie and everybody is going through, but the Lord promised to be with us no matter what. If we obey the laws of health, some of these things, God is going to spare us in this life. We are not going to get, he said, some of the sickness, he would not allow some of the sickness that fall on the Egyptians to fall on us if we obey the health rules. So thank you, Sister Farrell, for opening my line.
Amen.
And that's my little advice to all of us. God bless you. Thank you, Sister Farrell.
Amen.
Praise
God. Thank you, Sister Cantinelli, for coming on. Thank you for sharing, and thanking you for that report right here. It is just, when I heard, it was really shocking. But we know that nothing is too hard for the Lord can do. Although we may be in pain, and when we heard all these sad reports, but what we have to do is to lift up our dear beloved brother, Brother Halley and his family in prayer. And tonight, we're going to pause and we may do a little thing different. It's time for prayer, my dear beloved. And if my dear beloved didn't talk or share, they will. But I think we need to go down in prayer. We have some requests here. We have our dear beloved Deacon Brother Ali in upstate New York, who is in the hospital going hard. He had a heart problem, and we know that God is able. We also have the little baby, Sister Brenda, right? And also we have the mourning that, our dear beloved brother, Sister Brenda, and Sister Leo and the family is going through.
a grieving situation at this time. So I'm going to open the line for a few prayer. Just can we make the prayer very, you know, short, and that we can share with each other to the Lord, open our prayer list to the Lord tonight, that our Lord will keep us and give us the strength. So the request, let us pray for each other. I'm going to open this line and ask if he could lead us in prayer. 423-635, you can tell your name, and we are asking you, please, if you could lead us in prayer on this, with these various requests that, you know, was all for presented. Sister, if you may, you may not hear the names. Then we have Sister Brenda and family, Sister Leola. They lost one of their loved ones, you know. So we actually, my dear, if you could pray for us. Thank you.
Okay. Good evening. Yes, this is Sister Carla from Tennessee. I'm just thanking the Lord. I'm driving, but prayer is God, a wake-up prayer. So I will do a prayer for the individual as a family, as a whole. Kind and loving Father, as we come before you, Lord, with our supplication, with our prayer, with our request, oh, Lord, you know before we ask that we will be coming to you, Lord, with these prayers. You know the needs of the family, Lord, that is mourning right now, Sister Leola and Sister Brenda, Lord, and their family that is mourning the loss of a loved one, Lord. It's never easy, Lord, to see a loved one go to the grave. But we know that loved one is found, was in Christ, that we will see him or her raised again if we are in Christ, Lord. So I ask that you will comfort the family. I ask that you will put a hedge of protection around them. I ask, oh, Lord, that you will help them right now to know that you're soon to come, and there's many that's going to be dying, Lord. And we pray that it will not be a Christless grave, but a grave with Christ in it. So on the first day of resurrection, they will rise to meet the Lord in the air. Please comfort them, bless them, protect them. In the name of Jesus, be with Sister Consonelli, O Lord, and her family and her prayer requests. O Lord, you know the hearts of your people. You know how many people are suffering. I have clients, family members, friend, O Lord. It is so hard to see others suffer when you have given us the 8 laws of hell. You have written everything out for us, but because of whatever reason, we are disobedient, O Lord. I ask that you will touch the hearts of each individual. I ask that you will create in them a clean heart. You said, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prosper, Lord. You want us to prosper in body and in soul, Father, so that that spiritual man can grow. Oh, Father, please be with us. Be with the unspoken prayer requests, Lord. You know the hearts of your people. We ask that you will touch again the family, Sister Powell family. Those that are going through mental health challenges, loss of job, Lord, loss of home, don't know where to turn, oh, Lord. Have mercy upon them and provide for them, Lord. Help us to open our doors to those that are in need, Lord. Help us to take in the homeless, the afflicted. Oh, Lord, you know the needs of your people. Help us to have compassion upon them just as you have, Lord, so that you will bless us, oh, Father. And that we will hear, well done, good and faithful servant, Lord. Bless us again. Be with each and every one of us, all the prayer requests. Be with your people at this time, Lord, as we know that we're going through trying time, Lord. They're planning to shut us off from each other, shut down electricity, shut down the power, the internet, the phone, Lord. Block out, but we know they cannot block us out from you, Lord. We can call upon you anytime, any day. You will hear us, and you will protect us. You will save us, and we present our heart, our soul, our body into your hands right now, that you will take us holy, Lord, and cleanse us and take out this heart of stone and put in a heart of flesh, Lord, to cry aloud and spare not and show thy people thy transgression. We thank you. We praise you ever so much. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Carla. We will offer another word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you again to give you thanks for the prayer that was lifted to you in the most holy sanctuary by your daughter. We here on this land, dear Lord, agree with every word, every prayer request, Lord. Lord, those, dear Father, that was spoken and those unspoken, you know every need, Lord. And at this time, the basic need, Lord, is comfort, Lord, for those who are mourning and those who are in pain and the sickness, Lord. We place them to you, and we agree with those requests. So in your hands, we place them. Help us, Lord, this night as we are here on Health Reform Thursday, that you wish above all things, as my dear sister and as the scripture passage read, that we would prosper and be in good health. Help us, Lord, that we will take this menu that we will be hearing tonight and that we'll be in good health. Lord, bless this line, we pray. Also, my phone actually on zero, and I'm asking you to allow us to have a smooth meeting tonight, dear Lord, without any interruption with the technology. Bless us, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes, my dear beloved, again, thank you for coming on. And in the midst of you did not share your testimony, you know, or your praise, we will deal with that at the end. So the next voice you will hear, my dear beloved, is the speaker. And I'm going to open the line now, 240-988. Your line is open.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Powell, for opening my line. Thank you for the prayer. Thank you, Sister Carla, for that prayer as well. As we are nearer to the hearts of God, right, as we are seeing, obviously, that we're in the last days. You had to be blind to not realize that something is happening. Sister Powell, I hear you say your line is your phone is on thing. Do you have your charger to charge it?
Yes, it's here, charging up. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I just want to remind you that you can charge it while you're listening to it. Do it. And so as we look around, you know, we can see that the Holy Spirit is slowly being withdrawn, right? But we still can find comfort within him, right? I got a message a couple of days ago, actually, in regards to someone that is very dear to our family. And that person has been succumbed with, she found a lump in her breast, and when she went and looked, they did a biopsy, and they said that it is indeed cancerous, and, you know, they're going through the different tests and different things like that to see the stage and different things. And so I'm going to ask you to pray for CP in your your prayer. That's what I wanted to put in, Sister Father, pray for Sister CP. And, you know, as I heard Sister Carla state that, and even Sister Tamika, when she shared the third epistle of John, that God wished above all things that we may prosper and be in health even as our soul prospereth. And so as we think about the experience of Job, what he went through, right, where the devil actually, Satan went to God and said, you know, you put an edge of protection around him, let it go, you know, and see if he will not curse you. And so as we know, we are in the crucible of things. As we know, the trials and the tribulation are going to come. I heard the request of Sister Brenda about that baby. We can rest assured that God is still in control. Right? He will not allow the enemy to give us more than we can handle. And so we lift up those individuals and we ask you, Lord, we ask you, everyone, to keep these prayers, you know, in your prayer closet. Don't just leave it here. And here's the reason for that. We are told in James 5:16 that when we confess our faults, what? one to another, the effectual fervent prayer availeth much. I also do want to share with you, I've asked you all to pray, because I think many times we pray, right? And God always answers. Do y'all realize that? That God always answers our prayers? It might not be the answer that you think he should give you, but God always answers your prayer. He always said either yes, okay, or it might be no. Or it might be, you know what, I need you to wait a little longer. And so I've asked you to pray for Davion, who had some issues with his room. And, you know, they paid for it and everything. And when he went, was getting ready to move in, they told him that there was no room. And I remember going, I shared this with you all. We stopped there before I went up to my daughter's school on September 8th, actually. I think, yeah, September 8th. And I remember meeting the woman that was in charge, the property manager. And my girlfriend, she was upset, which rightfully so, you know, when we know that we are being persecuted or our children are being given unfair treatment, it hurts. And sometimes, you know, we're like, listen, you know, I need to let you know, you know, this is not right. And so I remember in the conversation praying and saying to the woman, I'm claiming it in advance. I know that he has a room in this building, right? And I remember she said, amen, amen, I touch and agree. And I told his mom, you know, don't worry about it. We're going to agree in the name of Jesus because we know there's power in our tongue. And I told her, I said, he is going to get a room because she was agitated. The young man had to be driving like an hour to and fro, so like 2 hours, you know, in traffic, it could be much more every morning on the highway and the byways to get to school. And, you know, it was just, it's a lot on him, you know what I mean? And so I know that, once again, we can hold God to his words. He said, I wish above all things that you may prosper, be in health, as thy soul prospereth. And so we got a praise report. This was on Monday. I had left my phone in the house, you know, me and phone, man, I'm telling you. And she was calling me. And when I came back home, I saw the miss gonna call, and she said, you said it, you prayed, you were confident that God was gonna be victorious in this situation. He got the room. And so I just want to thank God, because I know you all have been praying. I just want to thank God for him answering his children. And also allow us to wait, because let me tell you, here's the shouting thing, beloved. Here's the shouting thing. He waited, right? He was supposed to. He's been waiting for over a month now, right? And had God allowed him to get the room right there and then, he would not have gotten the blessing in store. So let me tell you this. When she went to go and pay for the room, because they had given them back the check. So I had given her some counsel. I was like, don't cash that check, because if you cash that check, it's going to say that you agreed with them not giving them a room. And she said, oh, thank you so much. So she didn't cash the check. When she went to go and pay, when the young man went to go and pay, this was like over $5,000, $6,000 almost. They told him, don't worry about it. It's already paid for. Come on now. Hallelujah. Are you all shouting? Are you all giving God praise? What happened was God was putting them through the crucible, allowed them to go through the crucible because there was a bigger blessing at the end. Ain't that beautiful? So no matter what you're going through, oh, the Spirit is just telling me to just linger here right now. No matter what you're going through, no matter the storm, no matter the trials, no matter that fiery furnace, just believe that God's goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. Amen. Just know that God is going to come through on your behalf. Not according to your will, not how you think it should happen, but it's going to be just right. I like to call it Goldilocks, right? Goldilocks and Sister Brenda. Goldilocks and Brother John. Goldilocks and that baby with the tumor. Goldilocks and Brother Halley. Goldilocks. Goldilocks and Sister Consinelli, right? And let's bring it into the realness of it, because we know, according, you know, they say Goldilocks, you know, what little girl, you know. But let's bring it to Jesus Christ, our Savior, and Brother Brenda, Brother Sister Brenda, Jesus Christ and our Savior, and Brother Rick and Brother John, Jesus Christ, the author, the finisher of our faith, and Sister Carla. How beautiful is that? How beautiful is that, that we have our own just right Savior that can do all things but fail. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for the opportunity to just sit right here and bask in your goodness, bask in the fact that your way is always the best way. Bask in the fact that you are going to be the healer over Sister CP, Lord. And I pray that this situation will draw the entire family closer to you, Heavenly Father. Lord, I pray for the storms and the struggles that we're going through. And we know that there are many, Lord, but we're not going to complain, because we have the faith that as you did it for Davion, you will do it for each and every person that is on this line. Because you said that we're supposed to prove you. We know your words cannot come back void, and we know you cannot lie. So I thank you for your Holy Spirit. I pray, Lord, for the Bandu family, Lord, Sister Paulette Gillings, who just lost their mother. We pray for the comfort and the peace. But Heavenly Father, we thank you, because she was suffering. She was going through so much pain and agony. So we thank you, Lord, that she's no longer in pain. And Lord, we pray that you will help us so that when you come, we will all be ready. Forgive us, Lord. Forgive us of our unbelief. Forgive us of our murmuring, Lord. Forgive us of the doubts that we have that you can't turn this situation around within our life. I thank you for the opportunity, Lord, to bring testimonies, to bring praise, to come and study, Heavenly Father. And I pray that for each and every person that is on this line, we will not be only hearer of the word, but we will be doer when we hear these health remedies that is being echoed in our ears from each and every person. We will take it. We will take heed, and we will use it so that we will be fitted. Our bodies will be immune. And that doesn't mean that because we do all of these things, we won't get inflicted with disease. But as Sister Consinelli said, God will preserve us according to his will. Lord, I bless your name. I give you honor and I give you glory and praise. In Jesus' name, Lord, I pray that you will touch my lips with coal. I know last week we had some issues going on, Lord, but I pray, Lord, that this week you will present what your people needs to hear. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. All right, beloved, so I'm going to be touching on a few topics. The Holy Spirit is moving me to it. We're not going to be here. Well, you know, we're going to respect your time. We're going to be temperate. I know Sister Paul spoke about new start, right? Nutrition, exercise, water, sunlight, temperate, ear, rest, and trust God. I had the opportunity this week, I'm telling you, to just meet different individuals that I've never met before in my life, through while I was commuting back and forth to my appointments in the lift, you know, while I was in the stores, even just me walking in my neighborhood, I see these young, I have a passion for young folks, but most importantly, not that I'm biased or anything like that, but I know that, you know, our young men, they need some guidance. And so I look at them as they walk past in the morning time and I'm speaking to them and I'm like, how is school? How are you doing? And that's really what our young people want from us. They just want us to speak to them, you know. And I remember the young man, I said, you know, his name is Brian. So I asked you to pray for him. And, you know, he would walk past and I would see him and I was like, good morning, how are you? And I said to him, you know, because it's just easy for us to say good morning, how are you, and just keep going, right? And so I started to have a conversation because Christ wanted us to develop a relationship with individuals, right, before we can even, share stuff with them, right? And so I said to him, how are you? And, you know, he started to say, and I said, well, what is your favorite subject, you know, in school? And he said, lunch. I said, boy, really? I said, lunch is not a favorite subject. I didn't ask you what is your favorite thing to do or your favorite pastime. And so he laughed and chuckled. I said, what do you like to do? I said, you know, I said, what is your favorite subject? I said, listen to my question. You know, I went into teacher mode and he said, science. And I said, really? What do you like about science? You know, I'm a science teacher. You know, so I got excited. And he started to share with me. And I said, oh, you know, that's awesome. You know, and I said, I just want to let you know that God loves you. And I pray God's blessing be with you this morning and at school. And make sure that you're listening, okay? Because I asked you about your favorite subject. You told me about your favorite thing that you like to do. And he smiled, asked him his name, and I told him what my name is. And I said, you know, I just pray that God will continue blessing you. We'll have a good day at school, a blessed day at school. And so it's a blessing. Sometimes those small things, right, we don't get the opportunity to do that because we're hustling and bustling and we're driving and, you know, so we don't get to just share. And so I take pleasure into seeing my young people, and I've never experienced that before outside of the pandemic because, as I said, we're at work 24/7. We leave early, so we never see them. You know, so just take this opportunity to reach out to our young people. Sister Leola and I on the morning line, we talk about it. We are lifting our young people up because so many of them need someone that they can trust, someone that they can speak to, someone that will offer them a kind word, no judgmental word. You know, had I not developed the relationship with him prior, every morning I see him and I was like, good morning, how are you doing? God's blessing. I couldn't have said to him, boy, you stop telling me, you know, what, you know, and he responded with a smile. It would have gone differently, right? And so, but we established that relationship with them before now. And so I know that that's what God wants us to do, to show kindness to each and every person that we come in contact with. So as I say that now, we're going into ministry to the soul. Have mercy. What? Ministry to the soul. And that is found, there's a couple of the things that I have. This is an interesting week. I'm actually in co-working of divine union. This is rich. And I'm also going to jump into the physician and educator, and I want to also get to working for the intemperate. So those are the three portion that I'm going to try to jump into today, right? So let me start here. I'm going to kind of start here and kind of go backwards because, you know, we're trying to play catch up from last week. And Sister Paula, did you apologize for last week? We don't know what happened. You know, just technical difficulties and, you know, but yeah, so we didn't know what happened last week with that. But we're thankful that you're here with us, beloved, and we're going to dive into co-working of divine and human, all right? And I'm on page one. This is going to take me to, I'm on page 118, page 118. And it says ministry to the soul. Do we want to minister to the soul? Huh? Do we want to minister to the soul? All right, let's see. It says, into the medical missionary, into the medical missionary work should be brought a deep yearning for souls. I'm going to read it again. What you say, Sister Powell? Into the medical missionary work should be brought a deep yearning for souls. So what is the ask? Huh? What is the rationale? What is the outcome of medical missionary, being a medical missionary to win souls, right? It says, to the physician, equally with the gospel minister is committed, the highest trust ever committed to man. To the physician, equally with the gospel minister is committed the highest trust over ever committed to man. Right? So the physician is up there with a gospel minister, right? Whether he realized it or not, every physician is entrusted with the cure of souls. So I know, you know, Sister Paul, you have some beloved on the line. They're like, well, I'm not a medical missionary. This has nothing to do with me. Oh, wrong. Because each and every one of you that is on this line that is hearing my voice, what are they, Sister Powell? You are all medical missionaries. You are equipped to assist someone in one way, shape, or form to come up higher, to experience your Heavenly Father and His Son, Jesus Christ. You have the knowledge and the power to help someone overcome. And let me put the disclaimer. We're not saying that we cure anything on this line. But what we're saying is that we have utilized these remedies, these plant-based remedies that has given us resolved from issues that we have experienced. Amen? All right. So it says, whether he realized it or not, every physician is entrusted with the cure of souls. In their work of dealing with disease and death, physicians too often lose sight of the solemn realities of the future life. In their earnest effort to avert the peril of the body, they forget the peril of the soul. When I received the call from my beloved family members, I mean, even before they are aware of what the stage is, even really, they have actually scheduled a surgery, you know, for whatever it is, the removal or chemo or whatever. And so I was talking, you know, to one of my siblings, and I was like, well, you know, who's a nurse? And I was like, well, so is that how quickly they move? They don't look at different options. And so, you know, they're very much conventional, you know, in terms of conventional medicine. She was like, well, that's what they feel is the best thing. And I was like, but how could that be when they have not looked at other options? You know, I was like, you know, but once again, you know, we're on different spectrums. They're going to want to go the conventional route. I'm going to kind of want to do a more unconventional, homeopathic, natural kind of route. And so there's a conflict, right? But I'm definitely going to share with, you know, with this individual, like one of the things that I would say that you need to do is you're definitely going to have to change, regardless of which one, but you definitely have to change and want to change your eating habits, right? And so, you know, there are a lot of things, as I've heard, Sister Tamiko, I've heard Sister Carla and Sister Cantinelli, Sister Leola, share some of these things that we can use. There are foods out there that are deemed cancer fighting food, right? And so when we increase those type of things, those type of whole food, it will do our body good, right? Remember one time they used to have a commercial milk do the body good, and now we realize, have you seen that commercial? That commercial is off the air because they made millions, billions of dollars on that. However, it also caused billions of individuals to become sick, because we know that that was not the truth. And so we have something that we can say, you know, plant-based does the body good, right? Does that mean that because you are a plant-based eater, you would not succumb to different ailments and different diseases? No, that's not what we're saying. However, your body stands a better chance of fighting or ridding, you know, those type of things. And so we do promote a plant-based diet, because even the world, the scientists are showing you, you know, what happens to your body when you're consuming, you know, meat, even clean meat, because of what's going on. They talk about the water, you know, and I know Brother Brother O'Neill, if he's on the line, Sister Paula, I'll definitely, you know, defer some time to him, but so he could share. We heard about the water, you know, the water crisis that is going on. And so if we think about this, you know, as I said, you know, we are to get out of the city. Let's be for real, right? Because these things we have shared on this line about chaosness, right? What they say, order out of chaosness. So these things, can we survive without water? No, right? So look at all of these things. Now, it's going to be easy for individuals to say, well, you know, yeah, water is essential, all right? And this is going to be tied into with climate change. All, do y'all see where all of this are going? So when they can all, you know, they're all under umbrella. That makes sense, right? This is how subtle, that's the word my mother used to use. She don't say subtle. She said, this is how subtle the Satan is, you know, where he's joining and bringing everybody together under this guise, right, of water. Who would not want to be a part of the fight so that individuals are having clean water to drink? There was a commercial that was done. Someone sent that to me in New York, where the mayor was advertising to the people that they need to drink the water. And everybody knows, you know, that New York water is not the best water to just drink. I mean, the city water, I mean, that is, you know. And then they were talking about they have found polio. Remember, it was around the time they said that they have found polio in the water. Just all kind of foolishness, you know, happening up there in New York. But he never, he took the water from the tap, but he never drank it. And so you ask yourself, what is all of these things, you know, why? And it doesn't make sense to us, you know, at the time. But if we go and look back, we see that they're creating and they're planning to create order out of disorder. You all didn't know that the water was tampered. The water was not good to drink. You all didn't know that with the storm Katrina, that levee was not going to hold. Let's be for real, beloved. The Hegelian dialect, where they allow things to happen so that they can get their agenda or do what they would like to do anyway, right? And so you need to think, you know, just think about those things, just a tad bit that I'm going to, that I'm just dropping here. And I'll go back to my reading, and it says, in their work of dealing with disease and death, all right, can we contract disease? Can we die from the water that we drink? Absolutely. It says, in their work of dealing with disease and death, physicians too often lose sight of the solemn realities of the future life. In their earnest effort to avert the peril of the body, they forget the peril of the soul. The one to whom they are ministering may be losing his hold on life. Its last opportunities are slipping from his grasp. This soul, the physician, must meet again at the judgment seat of Christ. Often we miss the most precious blessing by neglecting to speak a word in season. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Did I not just say it? You see somebody you don't know, just that kind word, how that will change that person's day. Big, small, in between. If the golden opportunity is not watched for, it will be lost. at the bedside of the sick, no word of creed or controversy or controversy should be spoken. Let the sufferer be pointed to the one who is willing to save all that come to him in faith. Earnestly, tenderly strive to help the soul that is hovering between life and death. And Sister Powell, we need to get this individual a copy of the Ministry of Healing. The physician who knows that Christ is her personal savior because he himself has been led to the refuge, knows how to deal with the trembling, guilty, sin-sick souls who turn to him for help. He can respond to the inquiry, what must I do to be saved? He can tell the story of the Redeemer's love. Can you all hear me, Sister Powell? Sister Powell, you good? All right, I'm praying that you all can hear me. He can tell the story of the Redeemer of love. He can speak from experience of the power of repentance and faith. I'm on page 119 now. In simply earnest words, he can present the soul's need to God in prayer and can encourage the sick one also to ask for and accept the mercy of the compassionate Savior. As he thus ministers at the bedside of the striving to speak words that will bring help and comfort, the Lord works with him and through him. As the mind of the sufferer is directed to the Savior, the peace of Christ fills his heart, and the spiritual help that comes to him is used as the helping hand of God in restoring the health of the body. In attending the sick, the physician will often find opportunity for ministering to the friends of the afflicted one. As they watch by the bed of suffering, feeling powerless to prevent one tongue of anguish, their hearts are softened. Often grief concealed from others is expressed to the physician. Then is the opportunity to point these sorrowing ones to him who has invited the weary and heavy laden to come unto him. Often prayer can be offered for and with them, presenting their needs to the healer of all woes, the soother of all sorrows. And I'm going to read just a little paragraph in God Promises. The physician has precious opportunities for directing his patients to the promises of God's word. He is to bring from the treasure house things new and old, speaking here and there the words of comfort and instruction that are longed for. Let the physician make his mind a storehouse of fresh thoughts. All right? Let him study the word of God diligently that he may be familiar with his promises. Let him learn to repeat the comforting words that Christ spoke during his earthly ministry when giving his lessons and healing the sick. He should talk of the works of healing wrought by Christ, of his tenderness and love. Never should he neglect to direct the minds of his patients to Christ, the chief physician. The same power that Christ exercised when he walked, I'm on page 120, when he walked visibly among men is in his words. It was by his word that Jesus healed disease and cast out demons. By his words, he stilled the sea and raised the dead. And the people bore witness that his word was with power. He spoke the word of God as he had spoken to all the prophets and teachers of the Old Testament. The whole Bible is a manifestation of Christ. The scriptures are to be received as God's word to us, not written merely, but spoken. When the afflicted ones came to Christ, he beheld not only those who asked for himself, but all who throughout the ages should come to him in like need and with like faith. When he said to the paralytic, "Son, be of good cheer. Thy sins are forgiven thee." When he said to the woman of the Capernaum, "Daughter, be of good comfort. Have mercy, Heavenly Father. Thank you. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace." He spoke to other afflicted, sin-burdened ones who should seek his help. Matthew 9, verse 2, Luke 8, verse 48. So with all the promises of God's word, in them he is speaking to us individually, speaking as directly as if we could listen to his voice. It is in these promises that Christ communicates to us his grace and power. They are leaves from that tree which is for the healing of the girl. Dudes, I'm going to read that again. Have mercy. So with all the promises of God's word, in them he is speaking to us individually, speaking as directly as if we could listen to his voice. It is in these promises that Christ communicates to us his grace and power. They are leaves from that tree which is for the healing of the nations. Revelation 22, verse 2. Received, assimilated, are to be the strength of the character, the inspiration and substance of the life. Nothing else can have such healing power. Nothing besides can impart the courage and health which give vital energy to the whole being. To one who stands trembling with fear on the brink of the grave, to the soul weary of the burden of suffering and sin, let the physician, as he has opportunity, repeat the words of the Savior, for all the words of Holy Writ are his. Fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. Neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. I am he that blotted out thy transgression for mine own sake, and will not remember thy sins. Fear not, I am with thee. Isaiah 43, 1 through 4, 25, verse 5. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame. he remembereth that we are dust. Psalms 103, verse 13 through 14. Only acknowledge thine iniquity, that thou hast transgressed against the Lord thy God. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Jeremiah 3, verse 13, 1 John 1, verse 19. So I'm going to segue because I did say I was going to share a little bit of the physician and educator. I'm just going to read one paragraph in here, the power of example. And I'm actually on page, let's see, 131. And it says, the power of example. The physician who ministers in the house of the people, watching at the bedside of the sick, relieving their distress, bringing them back from the borders of the grave, speaking hope to the dying, wins a place in their confidence and affection. I apologize for the sound of the airplane. I'm not too far from the base. I don't know what they've been doing lately. It says, the physician who ministers in the homes of the people, watching at the bedside of the sick, relieving their distress, bringing them back from the borders of the grave, speaking hope to the dying, wins a place in their confidence and affection, such as is granted to few others. Not even to the minister of the gospel are committed possibilities so great or an influence so far-reaching. The physician example, no less than his teaching, should be a positive power on the right side. The cause of reform calls for men and women whose life practice is an illustration of self-control. It is our practice of the principles we inculcate and gives them weight. The world needs a practical demonstration of what the grace of God can do in restoring to human beings their lost kingship, giving them mastery of themselves. There is nothing that the world needs so much as a knowledge of the gospel's saving power revealed in Christ-like life. All right, and Sister Powell, I'll read just one more, and this is from Working for the Intemperate, and I'm just going to read a paragraph from The Power of Will, page 175. The tempted one needs to understand the true force of the will. This is the governing power in the nature of men, of man, the power of decision, of choice. Everything depends on the right action of the will. Desires for goodness and purity are right, so far as they go. But if we stop here, they avail nothing. Many will go down to the ruin while hoping and desiring to overcome their evil propensities. They do not yield the will to God. Let me say that again. Many will go down to ruin while hoping and desiring to overcome their evil propensities. They do not yield the will to God. They do not choose to serve him. God has given us the power of what? Choice. It is ours to exercise. We cannot change our hearts. We cannot control our thoughts, our impulses, our affections. We cannot make ourselves pure, fit for God's service. But we can choose to serve God. We can give him our will. Then he will work in us to will and to do according to his good pleasure. Thus our whole nature will be brought under the control of Christ. So I'm going to end here, Sister Powell. If there's any query, any takeaway, any commentary, you could certainly, press one to to ask Sister Powell. We thank you for being with us, and I know, I'm not sure if our beloved, I want to say Elder O'Neill is online, and then, you know, he could give a brief current event pointers if he wants, or, you know, hot topic, if you would like to do that, certainly. Sister Powell, do you want me to go into prayer, or you want him to pray? That's fine. That's perfectly fine with me, if that's okay with you. Sister Powell? All right, so I'm not hearing her. I'm going to go into prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the word that you have given us today. Lord, we pray that we will use those words to understand that you have given us choices, to understand that we can make a choice to ask you to allow our will to be your will. You have given us the opportunity, Lord, to be able to share your health message, to be able to comfort individuals that are sick, that are lost, that are dying. Lord, you have given us power, Lord, to speak a word of encouragement to them and speak life over them through you. And we thank you for your words. We thank you, Lord, for your grace. We thank you for your mercies. We pray that this message will be one that will leave a dent, a mark in our hearts and our minds, so that we can understand the power that you have given us here on earth to bring in healing to others as well as to ourselves, Lord. Continue to strengthen us. Continue to guide us. And as we depart from here, Lord, we ask you, Lord, please do not depart from us. We pray that according to your will, you will wake us up tomorrow so that we can do your bidding. Lord, we bless your name. We give you honor, glory, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Sister Powell?
Yes. You're hearing me, my dear?
I'm hearing you now, Sister Powell. I couldn't hear you before.
My phone died, and I had to look it out. I wasn't in contact with you guys. All right. So I just want to thank you for that reading, and also thank you for the prayer. And I also want to thank everyone tonight for joining. I give him the praise because he is worthy to be praised despite of my phone condition, both the phone and the iPad. Everything was off because